The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I have a conundrum happening right now. I don't know whether I should go out for Halloween or stay home because my good friend is inviting me and Automatic to hang with her and her man. Let's discuss Wednesday morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show from the T-Mobile Studios. Happy Halloween. I'm Dana Cortez.
You just wanted to say conundrum. DJ Automatic.
That was going to be my first question. I was like, is that from The Lord of the Rings?
That's from my mama. Mama-matic.
Okay.
My mother-in-law.
She called me the other day I called her and she said, I'm in the middle of a conundrum. I have to call you back.
Let's get pretty dramatic. Let's get to the bottom of this qualm. Well,
this is very dramatic. My girl Julie and her man, who, by the way, they're about to get engaged, they want to enter our couple circle, the dramatic.
Oh,
and they want us to start hanging out with them. Yes.
Okay. Oh.
So she's invited us to go out Halloween night.
It's not a very deep circle, I'll say that.
It's not. It's just us. It's not even a circle. It's like a tiny group.
I was going to say, you're the closest thing to it, Ann.
You guys got Brenda and Josh. They hang out with you guys.
Yeah, we have Brenda and Josh. We have Brenda and Josh. And so anyway. Now it could be Julie and her man. I don't even know his name. Okay, here's the thing. I have questions. Where are we going?
Uh-oh.
Where that friend? A couple's date for Halloween? Is that the part of my life I'm at?
Will we be home by 9? Because it's a weeknight, and I get up really early. Is it worth me getting ready to go somewhere?
If you just want to be a complete party pooper, you should add in, what's the parking situation over there?
That's true. If there's no parking,
I'm going home.
I don't want to fight with Automatic, who searches for free parking. The man will drive for 2 hours before he pays $10.
I mean, there's money in my pocket, Dana, not in theirs, okay?
That is not a good decision, though, when your wife is dressed up, has a Halloween costume.
And I'm in heels. And he makes me walk 5 blocks to save $10.
So
is my nagging...
No.
Not worth you saving $10?
It's worth $10 to me.
Wait, guys, parking is not the original conundrum here. Let's get back to the original conundrum is you don't want to go out with your friends.
Wait, I didn't
Halloween
say
night.
I said I know.
She already said, you pretty much everything you said is a hard no, okay? Just go ahead and tell her, hey, I'm lame. I'm not going out on Halloween.
If we can meet at 5:30 and be done by 8:30, let's go.
Okay.
If not, I'm not going.
Have you ever seen a hangover? Dana's being Stu right now. She wants to have the bachelorette party at IHOP.
Yeah. Ooh, IHOP sounds good.
You can get yourself scary pancakes.
All right, what do you have for National Day, Anthony?
I know not friends to go out with on Halloween. That's what I know I don't have. All right, let's go ahead and kick this one off with National Buy a Donut Day.
Buy a donut because that's what we need during this time of the year. More sugar.
What I don't need is to text my ex. It's National Text Your Ex Day.
Oh, which... I can see that happening on Halloween. A lot of people are partying. You get drinking. And
scariest thing of all.
And one of America's most hated or beloved candies out there, definitely the most polarizing, it is National Candy Corn Day.
Love me some candy corn. Shout out to all my candy corn people out there.
It's wax and sugar.
It's delicious. This is what it is.
It has no taste. I'm not saying I don't eat it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I just don't like the texture of it. That's what gets
it's
to me
wax.
Every time. And actually, the history of candy corn goes further back than I thought. It goes all the way back to the 1800s.
What? Oh.
Yes. Now, do you guys know what candy corn was first called? Do you want to take a guess?
Well, I was going to say parking cones, but I don't think they had parking cones in the 1800s. That's before cars.
I think I have some candy corn in my pantry that goes back to the 1800s. What was the original name for
the original
corn?
Name was called chicken feed.
It kind of looks like chicken feed. Yeah.
That's what it tastes like, I imagine.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to talk about a woman who's accused of stabbing and killing her boyfriend. Her name is Courtney Clenny. She used the name Courtney Taylor. She had this X-rated OnlyFans account. And her boyfriend, Christian Toby Obomselli, was a crypto investor. This is a young, very strikingly good-looking couple. Their online persona appeared perfect. But turns out she was a volatile person. In April of 2022, she calls 911 saying, my boyfriend has been stabbed. Here's an excerpt from that call.
I'm gonna die. I can't feel my arm.
What, ma'am?
My boyfriend is dying of a stab.
Ma'am, is this a house, apartment, or a business?
Baby, I'm so sorry.
You hear her right there say she's sorry. So police arrive at their home in Miami and believe her initially that she was defending herself against an attack. And then video starts to emerge of her slapping him, punching him, kicking him. when they're vacationing in Vegas, in the apartment elevator. Toby even begins to secretly record their conversations because I think he was afraid of this woman.
So he was being abused by this woman.
Oh, yes. She'd already stabbed him before.
One of them, one of the fights that they had had was because he was riding a bike and he said hi to a woman and didn't tell Courtney.
A friend of hers. Yeah, a friend of hers. Listen, he recorded this secretly.
You literally talked to her without telling me.
Courtney, I was on a bike ride and she passed me and I said hi. You and Courtney are having a live chat. My bad, I forgot to tell you that. That doesn't make you to act and call me a Yes, thank you. Coming from Jordan, thank you.
I want you to get away from me.
Did she just call him the N-word?
Yes, automatic, she did. On several occasions, like I said, he began to record these moments because I think he was afraid. She had already stabbed him in the leg before this incident happened. There is such a thing as women abusing men. It's a lot less, obviously. But listen to what's happening to poor Toby.
That woman's voice is scary. I'm not going to lie.
Decide whether or not you're done, Beth.
I am mad that you told me to
decide
come.
Decide right now.
Courtney, that's a I asked you so many times that I don't know, and I apologize. You hit me.
Shut the
So there she called him the N-word again. Now Courtney is being held with no bail. The judge just does not believe that the woman was attacked after she's seen all of these videos and refused to allow her out until the trial.
And depending on who you ask, everybody but Courtney's defense, like there's no marks of domestic abuse on her either when this happened.
So shut up and let me slap you, dumb.
You're not gonna slap me.
Give me my phone.
That woman sounds like she has a mental illness going. She sounds crazy.
He was right to be scared. Some of the evidence that was given to Judge Laura Sheeran Cruz were text messages. She had stabbed him in the leg and he asked her, "Don't you feel bad?" And she replied, "Get over it. It's going to be worse next time."
What?
She drove that knife 3 inches into his chest the night that he died. And you can hear him saying, "I'm going to die. I can't feel my arm.
You're going to die. I can't feel my arm. I can't feel my arm."
Judge Laura Cruz isn't buying her defense that she was a victim of domestic violence, that Toby was some kind of abuser. And I'm not buying it either. We will continue this story as it develops and follow the trial along closely as well.
And men, if this is happening to you, don't be afraid to walk away. Like with this man, I mean, the woman, obviously, she was really, really attractive, but no woman is worth that.
Well, it's not just that, though, automatic. When you're being abused, man or woman, your emotions are just not right. And you feel like you can't live without this person. Man or woman, when you're being abused, you're afraid to leave. More afraid to leave than to stay.
Oh, there you go. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
And you've got...
So is deception.
Exactly. 1-800-799-7233 if you're being abused, or text START to 88788.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I'm here to tell you we've been told a lie. Been told a lie. Dinosaurs are not extinct. A blood-sucking living dinosaur with a mouth filled with swirling teeth has been spotted, once thought extinct. It's alive!
What the
It's alive! Oh, a man by the name of Sean Bloxage knew, he said, "I felt it in my soul that this tube-like creature," which he thinks is why the legend of the Loch Ness Monster has been happening for all these years, for literally hundreds of years.
He felt a tube-like creature in his soul? That's what she said.
I was going to say, yeah, me too. Anyway... This thing really is big. Giant blue-like creatures. Like, I knew it was alive, so he's been searching the waters of Australia. Last week, he got a hit. He's in his boat, and he sees this thing underneath. He dives in, and he realizes that 20-something feet of tube is a real dinosaur. It's got teeth.
Okay, that thing looks like it could eat your face in no time.
It can eat your
face. And he decided to dive into the water to go after
it? He's crazy!
I don't know how to eat your face, dude.
No, that's what it does, Anthony.
That looks like a very large woman's pleasure toy. That's kind of what that looks like to me. He was digging for that for 2 years?
Yeah, he's digging that. Well, it sucks the blood from whatever it eats. It lives in the river, then travels to the ocean where it spawns, makes babies, comes back to the river and dies.
Oh, sick, dude. This is like Jurassic Park, the naughty version. Dude.
Those are your WTF stories.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dana Cortez Show here on the radio. It's time to play Who's Lying. Kim is our contestant. Are you ready to play? You want to play, girl?
I sure do.
Well, let's do it, Kim.
Yeah.
Oh, it's time to play the game. All right, Kim, we play this game, Who's Lying, because we're the Baby Morning Show. In order for us to be your new number one, your favorite, and knock everybody else out, is you got to get to know who we are. So we're going to go around the room and tell you a little bit about ourselves. One of us is telling a lie. If you guess who, you get to win some DCS merch. We got hoodies, t-shirts, crew necks. My name is Dana Cortez, Kim, and I'm a beast when it comes to playing Mortal Kombat. I used to play at the old school arcade back in the day.
Hey, now.
And recently, Automatic and I went to these new arcades, and I beat him. I was Sindel, and I pulled a fatality on his ass and won the game in front of everybody.
Hey.
Okay, DJ Automatic here. I am also somewhat of a gamer. I used to play a lot more than I do now, but I will say my last gaming experience, I played for 14 hours straight of GTA. Oh, and my wife told me,
Dana
Cortez here, told me, hey, I think I'm just going to get you a PlayStation 5 for Christmas. And I said, don't.
Oh.
And I was like, I don't think I can handle it because I don't think I can get my work done and have a gaming system again.
Yo, what up, Anthony A? And the only legit gamer in the room. My love for Madden started since I was a kid, but I picked it back up after my last relationship failed. And since then, I've been gaming, and now I'm the top 5% of Madden players around the world.
Kim, somebody is telling a lie. If you guess correctly, you get the DCS merch. Who's lying?
I'd say the last one.
Anthony A?
Yes.
He's lying. You're right. You won.
Yeah. Yes. I don't really like how you call me the last one, but that's cool, Kim. Whatever. Kim, you're the one.
Hey, Kim, you gotta say Anthony A's lying.
Anthony A is lying.
Do you feel better now?
Nope. Now I know. Now I know. It's now I know. It's not. It's not
just
genuine.
The last one.
Yeah, the last one. She still get a hoodie though, or whatever.
She still get it. What you want? You want a hoodie, t-shirt, or crew neck?
A hoodie.
All right, got let's you. Go.
Keep beating him at Mortal Kombat.
I will. True story, right there. I love you, Kim.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Now, everybody listening, if you want to play Who's Lying, call us. 877-730-DCS1 or shoot us a text and we will be calling you next week to play the game.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Something really cute is coming in food news for the kiddos, and it's from one of the biggest pancake spots in the country. Time for hottest hashtags here on your Wednesday. One day to Halloween is the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios, and I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Boo, your favorite ghost.
What a treat. Jerry Hicks, a carpenter from North Carolina, he found a $20 bill lying on the ground, decided to go into the convenience store, bought a $20 scratch-off card, and won $1 million, baby.
There we go.
Whoa. Decided to take the $638,000 payout and took his family to Golden Corral.
There it is.
The GC.
For all my degenerate gamblers out there, next time you're trying to throw down a parlay on a Sunday, just tell your wife the story of this man, Jerry, and let her know that Golden Corral is in our future, baby.
Jerry didn't use his own money. He used a poor stranger that lost their $20.
I'm not going to lie, that makes it even better.
No. Well, I was going to say, it's bad karma. It's good karma.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah, I mean, there's a reason why he found that $20 on the ground, walked into that gas station, bought a ticket, and now is a millionaire.
And some people are saying, oh, wow, you're going to win $1 million and then go to Golden Corral? I think that says I'm humble as a person. I want to be friends with you.
Have they had the chocolate fountain?
Hello. You can't put a price on that.
The strawberries dipped in the chocolate fountain? Automatic. Come on now. Golden Corral is one of my favorite places to eat.
All right. Let's not turn it into a commercial.
If I was a billionaire, I'd still eat there. All right. Food news, DJ Automatic.
IHOP has scary pancakes for your kids for free.
Yes.
If they're 12 and under and you buy an entree.
Let's not turn it into a commercial, but let's talk about IHOP.
Yeah, okay. Like, okay.
What agenda are you on here, Automatic? All right, Jerry is not your friend, buddy.
If Jerry's paying for it, I'm not paying for it.
You know who needs their own pancakes? Jerry. I'll go get some Jerry stacks right there. They're probably cut with money,
some
dog.
Some scary Jerry stacks.
Some scary Jerry's.
Last time you found money, did you keep it?
Oh
hell yeah. Yes, if dude. I find it, I found $300 in the bathroom in Chicago.
Oh. Automatic.
I gifted it to a different, like a waitress, and then I gifted some to the local dealer. I mean, I did.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe you are more kind of Jerry's guy anyway. Now to think about it. Good job, Automatic.
All right. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to kick this one off with National Candy Corn Day. Dating back to the 1800s, originally called chicken feed, and some people love
There's
it.
There's some from the 1800s right now in someone's pantry. Nobody want that candy?
And it's also National Donut Day, too. So what better way to kick off this weekend of sugar than kicking
with
off
with more nice sugar.
And speaking of things and digging up things that should have been buried, it is National Texture X Day.
But why? Why would you text the X? That'd be so scary. What would you
Sometimes you just want to get that thrill back a little bit to see if she responds. And I've done it before. I had to text my ex a few weeks ago to let her know that I gave away her curling iron. I put it up on Facebook Marketplace.
Anthony.
And her hair straightener, too. I don't know if that's a lot of money, but it is.
It's not.
Oh. No. Did somebody buy them?
Yes, dog.
I couldn't even text my ex. He can't even afford a phone.
Oh! He needs me, Jerry.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Since my husband, DJ Automatic, is really scared of scary movies, let's talk about scary movies that are based on true life events. I'm sorry, Automatic, but when I told him The Exorcist, he said, that's not real. I said, yeah, it is. It's based on a real life event, only it was a boy, not a girl. And it was a priest involved, and this kid was supposedly really possessed by the devil himself, and the whole exorcism went on for weeks.
Okay, so what are the ones we're going to talk about?
The Exorcist, before we move on from that. The Exorcist never really scared me, dude. It's not really that scary.
The Exorcist scared me for like 3 weeks.
You're going
to die. Yeah, and I saw it when I was 18.
Which, that's surprising to me, because you've handled hangry women before. And it's pretty much very much the same thing.
She just didn't like that pea soup. Y'all should have given her some chicken noodle. It would have been all right. Now, here's another one that's based on true life events, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. In fact, that is the name of the FBI file. When they did the movie, I think it was in the 80s or way back. I don't know how long ago it was, the original movie. The writers of the movie said, we don't even have to come up with a name. We'll just go with the FBI file because it's scary.
My friend's dad played the part of Leatherface from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And maybe that's the reason why I don't like scary movies, because I got to see it right there in front of me. And yes, he was a humongous man.
Okay, I just wondered.
Kind fellow, though, right?
Yeah, super nice guy. Yeah, super nice guy.
Sure he was. No. Here's another one. Psycho.
That's the one with Christian Bale?
That's the Warren Bates. The Bates Motel. That's what it was.
The Bates Motel, back in the day, it was Alfred Hitchcock. I think Alfred Hitchcock is one of the greatest horror film directors of all time. You never see anyone murdered. It's all theater of the mind. That's how you can tell greatness right there. And it's scary.
This is how you can tell I'm a sissy, because I've only seen a documentary about the movie, never the actual movie.
And I'll tell you, I watched that damn movie. It's so scary. Here's another one, Silence of the Lambs.
That's a real story?
Yes. So the character, Hannibal Lecter, is based on three murders, John Wayne Gacy, Jeffrey Dahmer, and Ted Bundy.
So it's not the real story.
It's one of those hybrid stories.
Yeah. Okay.
Think about this. Hold on. Silence of the Lambs is nothing compared to what those three people did.
Silence of the Lambs is pretty scary.
It was scary, but think about the amount of people that these three men murdered, the way that they killed these human beings. That's what scares me. Those documentaries are the most frightening thing in the world.
My mom growing up would be like, yo, if you do anything wrong or you lie to me, you can go to jail with Hannibal Lecter. That was her biggest thing to me as a kid. And it kept me straight, dude. It kept me good.
She'd be like, don't get the lotion.
Yeah.
Did you know that these were based on real life events? And what's the scariest movie you've ever seen? 877-730-DCS1. We'll talk about it another day.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.